It's time for your Market Line Commodity Report. I'm Tim Hammerich. China bought more new crop soybeans yesterday. Farmers hoping this is a sign of things to come for China's appetite for U.S. commodities. Here's Scott Shellady with more.
We saw another 132 million metric tons sold to China. Hey, at least there's some demand there, right? That's going to be some good news, and that's going to keep some of the bears on the run here. And, you know, let's talk about the funds. They're still long. Is that good or bad? Well, it's not that huge of a number. So 65,000 contracts as of last Tuesday. We've got some decent levels to both the upside and downside, which if we can breach them are going to give us a good short-term map about where this market's going to be headed over the next few days and weeks.
In closing markets, Chicago September wheat futures closed down 5 cents to 529.5. Kansas City hard red winter wheat dropped 7.25 cents to 441.25. September corn steady on Thursday, up just a half a cent to 328. Portland prices mostly unchanged. Soft white wheat of ordinary protein still ranging from 575 to 580. Club wheat of ordinary protein still 575 to 755. Dark Northern spring wheat did fall 4.75 cents, now ranging from 605 to 625 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down 65 cents on the August board to $100.85. Feeder cattle for August were up 50 cents to 142.02.5. Class 3 milk yesterday dropped another 26 cents to $22.50. With the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hammerich.